Well, hello, gentlemen. So what do you think of the world you live in today, eh? Femmes want to be masculine, and men are starting to be feminine. Why do femmes want to be so much to be masculine? I don't know about you guys, but when I see a femme acting masculine, it's the most unnaturalist thing, and it's just damn weird. It's because femmes want to take over masculinity, take the man's stuff. They don't want to work for it, like man has done, they just want to hijack it. And femmes are the ones that are pushing the wokeness. But they are inadvertently destroying themselves. Because a feminine femme, it's hard to say, has power. But a masculine one does not. And it's the usual scenario for over the centuries. Femmes want their cake and eat it too. They want all the benefits without the responsibility. And the way femmes are acting today is just completely unnatural. It's not the way nature intended. And nature is just like anything else. Nature wants to survive. Femmes seem to want to take over everything. But strong masculine men stand in their way. So they want to turn all the men into these feminized things. And of course, if they're successful, society and humans on the planet are doomed. But nature will still win, because all the animals will still be there. And they will take over the cities that once was their place before, and thrive. And eventually a dominant species will be created, and the cycle of evolution will begin again. I wonder what animal or species would evolve into the dominant hybrid. Of course, you could think of lions, because they're very powerful and they're good predators. But I believe it'd be something with a bit more brain power. So maybe that would be the monkeys or the ape family. Dolphins are intelligent, but they belong in the water. And they already have dominance there. Most femmes today, especially the modern ones, are living in fantasy land. And of course the media helps them. They're always showing femmes in the paper that are winning. Because as we know, they're just good at everything. Even when a femme's been sacked or fired because she wore something inappropriately somewhere, or said something wrong, or probably really disgusting knowing them. This femme can turn it around and now she's earning 4 times or 10 times the amount of money on OnlyFans. But really, is that actually a win? Men have changed. Their survival tactics have kicked in. They now keep themselves quite fit. They work hard at their job. They stay away from the femmes that hate them anyway, which cuts a lot of femmes off of male resources that they used to just use as their own. These men have far more time for themselves and their interests. And generally speaking, they're a much happier person. They feel quite fulfilled. But on the other side of the coin, these feminists are not feeling very well fulfilled. In fact, they're goddamn miserable, most of them. You see, I look at it through different eyes, and I see femmes failing everywhere. The trouble is, they just won't admit it. And they may carry on the same path and destroy themselves completely. And maybe humankind as well. See, I said humankind. Did I offend anybody? Probably. But it will take longer than I have left on this planet. At the moment, femmes are still riding the wave of being the breeders. And are holding society ransom to it. Blackmail, actually. But if the future brings that they are no longer required for breeders, then they will just become a costly irritant. And if that happens, you watch the attitudes of the femmes change. Femmes all wanted to be equality in the army. But they really wanted special treatment, didn't they? When it was talked about subscriptions for the femmes also, they changed their tune real quickly. Femmes' greed and chaos in society is destroying the quality of life for everybody. But males are still faring far better than femmes. And that must piss them right off. Even though white males especially are being persecuted everywhere, and masculinity in general is like a plague they must remove. And if successful, they're removing what made humankind successful in the first place. Femmes have become a parody of their old selves. They've become a joke. They've become so ridiculous that people are actually laughing at them. and nature still holds the high ground. So who do you think would take over the planet if humankind died out quickly? It doesn't necessarily mean it would be the top predator on the planet. It wouldn't be a shark or alligators. There was a saying that if something happened like a nuke war or something, the ants would take over the planet and become at least 4 foot high. Could be. They're well organized and work as one. I'm just trying to imagine a 4 foot ant. I mean, if they can lift 100 times their own weight now, what would they do when they're 4 foot high? Jesus. Anyway, let me know, guys. Take it easy.
Control to Mech-1.
Control 1, I've got my ears on.
Mech-1, we have a situation. We have reports of a female acting irrationally.
Nothing new there, Control.
Yeah, but this female is on wing of a 747 jumbo jet flying at 25,000 feet. She's upsetting the passengers. See if you can resolve the situation.
Whereabouts is this crazy?
The plane is about 10 miles due east from you. I'm sending you the exact coordinates to your nav computer.
I'm reluctantly on my way, Control.
Good luck.
Enjoying the ride? I'm gonna take you somewhere real nice. There you go.
Oh, this is very pretty. I think I'm going to like it here.
I must get my plane washed when I get back.
Ha 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 ha!